Hey everybody, this is John Fusco, and you're listening to the No Film School Podcast. While Cristina Gallego was busy working as a producer on her partner Ciro Guerra's magnificent film, Embrace of the Serpent, she caught wind of a story from one of the many indigenous non-actors on set. That story was one that perhaps many of us have heard before. A Colombian man finds partners in America that he can sell drugs to, becomes fantastically wealthy, and ends up abandoning his morals as a result. Except Birds of Passage is so much more. With Gallego and Guerra at the helm, we get a glimpse at a side of this much glamorized Narcos era that we've never seen before. The film presents the narrative from an indigenous Colombian perspective, full of magical realism, steering from traditions that go back hundreds of years, and is perhaps the most authentic story concerning its subject matter of all time. Think of it as a thrilling mixture of The Godfather and 100 Years of Solitude, where we watch the entire history of two families whose native ways are slowly brought to a halt as they engage in the burgeoning drug trafficking business. Eventually, it brings a war to control the business that ends up destroying both their lives and their culture. There is no other pair of directors in the world that could have told this story, and for her part, Gallego switched from a lifetime of producing to the role of co-director in order to more clearly communicate her vision. I sat down with her at TIFF to talk about what that transition was like, working with Ciro Guerra, and finding the stories that stem from your own history. Hey everybody, this is John Fusco, and I'm here at TIFF with Cristina Gallego, the director, well, one of the two directors of Birds of Passage, which is a great film I saw last night, the other director being Ciro Guerra. My first question for you, Cristina, well, welcome, first of all, is, you know, You've been in this industry for a long time now, yet this is your first film, which is remarkable considering the level of craft and detail that are present in it. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey in getting to this point in your career where you're feeling confident enough to direct your first feature?
Yes, thank you for your invitation for do this podcast.
You're
for
very
the
welcome.
People from that are learning in this process of doing films. And yes, this is a long journey. I have been producer, I think, for the last 18 years or something like this. So that was the moment when I decided to start in the production. Or 16, I don't remember really. And Ciro and me, we met in the school. We went to the public university to study cinema. Before that, I was studying marketing and advertising. And at the end of my career, I was doing some documentaries as a director, but looking in the areas what I want to do. And I proved myself in the art department and in cinematography also and in sound. But in some moments I start to work as a producer and I never quit in that job. And as we and Ciro also become a couple, he has a future film to shoot and I was helping him. And we became in this relation a director producer since 2001. We start to construct this career, and I was in the producer side, and I never asked myself if I wanted to direct or because I was very comfortable. But as the time goes by, and our creative relation start to be different from any just producer, director, and I start to bring more and more things from myself to the projects. And when the Embrace of the Serpent was released and all the thing, I start to consider to directing because I had made many creative decisions that was done very well. I was very involved in the, I was not in the set, but in the develop of the script. I didn't write, but I guide the writing of the writer. And then I share credits, editorial credits, but I didn't know how to manage the edition software. Program, yeah. The software. So I was doing, I was sitting there as a director with the editor. And then we start to develop this project. We start to write this project before the shooting of The Embrace. And but it was a gangster film set in that period about the Bonanza Marimbera. But as we started also the research, and we knew that this Wayuu community has very, the women there are the ones that are stronger. And we wanted to do this twist to the film, because otherwise we had the feeling that we're going to be another movie about drug trafficking or about the world of the gangster world. And if we can change that thing and include the female point of view, we will gonna make a different film. And that in that moment, I became more and more creative in the process. And we discussed and we decided to co-direct the film and bring together our visions. And it was very nice. It was very good. And it was not something that was so different that from producing. But I was more in the front and in the set, in the work with the actor. That was a work that I never had been done until that moment.
So then what was your co-directing relationship with Ciro like was there some more duties that you had, and then were there duties that he had? Like, were you maybe more focused on the acting, he was more focused on camera, or was it just you two finding this story together?
We didn't split clearly the areas to work, but I think that Ciro is more someone that is more visual. And I am more, how do you say in this kind of film, I'm more spiritual.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense for this movie.
I used to work more in the development of the scripts and the things that we want to say. Mm. And Ciro is more in the area about the way how we want to tell the movie. But we didn't split the things very clearly. And there's moments when I have a approach to one theme or one character, and there's another things that there's another moments when Ciro has is more near to some theme or some character, and the other one just give the step to the side and let the other work and then go back. And I think that this is something that you can see in the films, because it's about the encounter of the collision of that different visions.
It's interesting to hear that you say you have more of maybe like a background with script development. Can you talk a little bit about, like, maybe in general how maybe there's a specific moment in the filming of your movie where your background in producing really helped you as a director?
Yes, I think that this background, and when you are a creative producer, are involved in this process more in the, not only in how to finance, but also giving the shape of what kind of film you want to do. And if when you are producer, you are the first one who can see the film, even when the film doesn't exist. Since the first synopsis, in the first argument, you can read, and it's a very creative work between someone who is writing and someone who is reading, and the one who is reading is like the audience seeing, it's interesting, or it's deep, or it's what kind of film is, and this is something that I keep in this process of direction, because I don't know, I never write a script before, I never edit a film, but I can see what is the weakness of the script,
right?
And yes, I think that this collaboration is also is improving. If you are not in this process or sharing this process, then will be the public that will gonna say that the film is not, it's impossible, it's war, it's has no deep or many things that happen with the when the film has been done. Mm.
So about the actual film itself, the story is it's epic. I mean, it is exactly what you say. It's a drug war movie mixed with, like, I mean, someone in the audience said 100 Years of Solitude last night because of the Waju, this magical realism that, you know, wouldn't ever seem like something that I would think would be a perfect marriage, but the way you did it, it made it seem like you were sort of reclaiming the genre in a way for the Colombian, like, people from the Colombian point of view. And you talked a little bit about how Embrace of the Serpent ended up influencing you in making this movie. Can you talk about how you found this story and why you thought it would be a success or a good movie for you to make?
I found this history before doing Embrace, many years before, when we was doing The Wind Journeys. It was 2007 and 2008. We moved to the north of Colombia to a city that is called Valledupar. And it's one of the capital of this Bonanza Marimbera. And we start to know about that period. We start to know about that period that happened in the between 60s and 80s. But also we start to know about these people and the code of behaviors. And as they, all these codes of revenge and justice that is eye by eye and tooth by tooth. And when we knew that society and we knew the histories of families that has been killed each one by each one, and with 300 deaths in the families. So this is something that we didn't know. We didn't know not anything about this history and about this culture. And it was like a perfect set. We saw them like a gangster movie that hasn't told.
Right.
At that moment, yes, the dream. I think that... First, that make a film, you dream with films, mm-hmm. and you love the films. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, I was, I want to do some kind of The Godfather there.
Yeah.
And it was a big film, but 10 years ago, we were not prepared to do that kind of film. And it was just a dream that was in the idea during many years, and then the Colombian fund opened a big fund to apply, we decided to write the film and to go that will gonna be our next project, and the script write starts before the shooting of The Embrace, but obviously. All the things that happen in The Embrace changed the point of view and changed us in many ways. I think that it gave many things that we learn in that film, doing that film, at this level of deep and magic and relation with the unconsciousness, that is something that was around in my personal interest, that this relation of the psychoanalysis and the magic was always in my personal interest, but I in this moment was clear that it would be nice to explore that that things that belong to us. This is something that is, doesn't belong to other societies. This is something that connects us with that, our indigenous ancestors, but also the history, but also the analysis of the world and the human being.
Did I hear you right that you actually heard this story from a non-actor that was on the set of the first movie that you two made? I mean, that's a pretty specific example of how working with a non-actor can be a benefit, I suppose. But you work with non-actors quite a bit. Can you talk about the advantages of that for you? Like, why do you like working with them?
Well, I think is the nice thing to work with non-actor is to have this relation with the reality, with the environment, with their own histories, with their own background, that maybe someone who works as a professional actor doesn't have. And this process brings reality to the film. And the other thing that happens is that there's many characters that you can find in a professional actor because the theme of the representation. When you think if you need indigenous faces or bodies or black bodies or fat bodies or old bodies or the limitation is big, no? And it's yes, they are more like good shapes.
Interesting looking too.
Yes. Yeah. And this is something that I think that you have when you work with non-actors, no? And but there's another thing that you need to include: more time, rehearsal, and coach. We include a lot of time for coach and preparation with them. And also something that is very important is to have some protection also to them. Because they will gonna be in the spotlight, but they will gonna go back to their communities and to be the same person that, and to have this relation with the fame, or it's something that we use to take that we as a filmmaker need to take also care and give that advice to them.
So then, what did you learn on Embrace in terms of maybe like a technical standpoint in making a film that helped you to make Birds of Passage, like that gave you the confidence to be like, okay, now we can do this?
As the Ciro start the script process of the Embrace, and he was writing the film for during, I think, 2 years or more, and we didn't find in his script writing the good thing for that script. Wasn't able to finance. It was a project that was very strange and difficult, and the approach to the script writing was very hard for him, and I was shaping that way, and then I call another scriptwriter to help Sido, and they can work together in the script process. And I think that I was very involved there especially to create the character of Karamakate, because I think that character of Karamakate, it's a very is a character that have many things in common with the female world. It's something that has been silenced during many years, something that can love and forgive with the same intensity, someone full of pain also, and something that hasn't been represented, someone that is more intuitive, someone that is, I found that this was a character, a very feminine character. Yes, but this was a long process, and that also ended in the editing process and in this construction, because Ciro wanted to build a two parallel histories, but the thing is that I think I bring to the film is that have this connection between past and present and this sense of non-reality. No, like things that you say that the woman makes everything. This is what happens to Karamakate. He makes everything. He makes one person with the other person, and he constructs one only soul. And yes, this is something that I think is more from this side. But yes, and that process made me give confidence to create that complex character.
I see. Yeah, and even the complex like structure even of Birds of Passage, it seems like it rose out of what you learned maybe in the script of Embrace. As far as directing goes, now that you've like had it or you've done it, are there things that maybe like you have a greater appreciation for in terms of challenges that directors face that you maybe like learned about firsthand? What can you
I respect very very much the directors. Yeah. Really, I think it's a very difficult process. I don't know if it's like this for everyone, but I go deep in the creation of that characters and the conflicts and all the things very deep and down. I used to be a normal producer, and I become more fragile. But now I think that there's a lot of things to learn. No, I would like to prepare myself better, for example, with the process of, with actors, because Ciro used to have coach all the time, but I will gonna to continue my direction career, and I think it's a very nice thing to prepare myself more with the process with the actors, because it's something that I think I could be stronger.
It's important. Yeah, it's an important thing. The other thing that I was sort of in awe of, or was just like very jealous of in terms of like being a part of this experience, was that it seemed like you had a very international group of people involved with this. Can you speak about what it was like to work with all these people coming from different places, and what maybe how that maybe aided the film? Or because the film itself is about the outside world coming in. Did you want to incorporate that, like when you were making the decisions for who was going to be in the cast and crew?
I think I have made a lot of co-productions, and I think that it's a process of all the times learning and sharing things and sharing the nice thing to work with people from different places is that you can bring the stronger ones from one side or from other side. Yes, we work here in this film with Danish people, with French people, with Mexican, Colombian, and also we include in our, we had The Embrace of the Serpent was a co-production with Venezuela, and we knew a lot of incredible people from Venezuela, and they we didn't have the co-production here, but we bring them to the Birds of Passage because they work like part of the family. And also we have someone from Peru that we bring to Colombia. He's the Steadicam. And I think that we are made in this kind of big family around the world. And the relation with them is very near. And it's nice for us to see and to hear from them, from their point of views, how they read the film, how they see the film, not only in the script process but also in the production side. For example, I work with Catherine in production. She is the other producer, and she's a Danish one, and she has made some a lot of films, and I bring here many things for the project from the production side, but she also brings her experience, mm-hmm. and it was I think it's very nice to grow up, because you know that 15 years ago when we start to do cinema in Colombia, we didn't have industry there. We didn't have funds. We just have one or two films per year. Now we have 40 films per year, but it's a industry that it's very young, and it's it helped us all the in all the steps. That learning process, it opened doors. We want to shared our histories not only with us, with our friends. We want to share these histories with the world.
Yeah.
And this is very important in the process. The co-productions are very important in the process to bring the film out to a bigger audiences.
Mm.
And yes, this is a very nice process.
Yeah, it's almost like when you bring the crew from an international level, it's has more chance to be like seen at an international level, because inherently all these people are going to be showing their friends and, you know, their connections, and it's just going to spread like wildfire.
Yes, and it's not only you with your film under the arm, it's many people from around the world with the film under the arm.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and it's a very nice thing.
Okay, well, I have to ask, because I like to ask this of all our guests, if you did have one piece of, like, golden advice, your best piece of advice for aspiring filmmakers based off of your experience in both production and on this film, what would it be?
This is something that the actress from Border, you saw Border?
Oh, I haven't seen Border yet, no.
It's an incredible actress. And after the screening of The Birds of Passage in Telluride, she told me something that I think I will gonna apply. And she told me, in that first scene of Birds of Passage, when they the woman are looking to his hand and are saying that your family or is the represented in the hands of the in the fingers, it doesn't forget where you become.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is something that is useful when you are doing films.
Mm.
Look yourself. Look where are you? Mm-hmm. Where are your interests? Where is your history or what you have to tell to the world?
Mm.
More than kept in histories from outside. I think it's good in references, but I think that doing films is bringing out a point of view, and this point of view went out when you look inside.
Yeah, and finding, you know, unique stories.
Way. Yeah, yes.
Like for you, this story no one would have found this story. You know what I mean? No one probably could have made this film except for you. So
it's true.
So that's, I mean,
it's true. But in the process, I was thinking that I was gonna going crazy. It was very hard at the process, but yes, it was done.
That's the other thing, is making a movie is crazy and it's very hard. Well, great. Thank you so much, Christina. And I can't wait to see the next thing that you do.
Okay, we're gonna happen in some years. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, as always, please subscribe to the No Film School podcast on whatever podcast platform you use. And if you like us, please give us a nice rating too. I'm John Fusco. You can follow me on Twitter at @Jim_John_Jim. You can follow No Film School at No Film School. And remember to stay tuned every Thursday for IndieFilm Weekly, our weekly news show where we catch you up on anything that you might have missed while you were busy making your films. Until then, see ya.